Hey there, Ms. Polk. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. Well, congratulations. How was paddle boarding?
It was tough. It was really tough, but it was fun. It was really fun.
I bet. I see. You know, I mean, it's catching on big time. Everybody's kind of doing the kayaking back here, but I'm seeing more and more paddle boards here and there.
Yes.
Well, that sounds good, but I got a few questions.
Okay.
Well, tell me about how you were selected to compete in the Commander's Challenge Cup.
The MCCS coordinator, Ms. Hottie, I'm very competitive and I love playing sports. I play all through high school. She came down and she asked me that I want to do this. And I told her, of course, I've never done it before. And I never do much experience with water. So I was like, of course, I'll do it. And so she wanted me to do it because she knows I'm really competitive. And I just get out there and have fun with whatever I'm doing, no matter win or lose. I still make fun of it. So that's how I got selected. And I work up here with her, and I'm part of the company, Alpha Company, so I try to get myself involved with everything that I can just to have fun.
Okay. All right. And explain the competition to me, because I know this is the first leg right here, so I guess kind of give me from beginning to end a pretty good understanding of what it is.
Well, you get on this, it's like a boogie board, and you get on it with your knees or you can stand. It's really tough standing because you have to hold your balance. And we went out a half a mile, and you just rowing, trying to beat the person with the fastest time. It's a six-man team, and the person with the fastest time, they're the ones who win. And we win the Commander's Cup. Well, when you first get on, it's kind of hard because you got to make sure that the board is to his side or in front, and you gotta make sure you mount it right, or you'll never mind. I saw someone, he tried to mount it from the side and it flipped over on top of him. So once you mount it, you get everything strapped to your ankle, and then you have a life vest, of course, and then you just row out to the halfway point. It was a half a mile, then you come out, you turn around and come back. And like I said, whoever has the last man on the team, the ones that hit the raft first, they're the ones when the time stops. And whoever has the less time, they win, whoever is the fastest. And it was Alpha, Bravo, India Security. So it's four companies competing against each other.
Okay. All right. And then there's going to be another competition coming up.
Yes,
that correct?
Kayak soccer, and I'm also a part
of that. Kayak soccer. Tell me more about this, because that sounds awesome.
It is. From what I understand, I've never played that before. It's on water. But from what I was explained to, you get out there, it's the four companies competing against each other again, Alpha, Bravo, Indian Security. And you have this big beach ball, is huge, and you get on the water, and they're gonna have a little, it's like a little net that you gotta throw the ball into. It's like soccer, but pretty much playing with your hands, and you're in a boat instead of running around on the field.
Wow,
being kayak boats doing that. That's gonna be fun.
Yeah, that's gonna be awesome. When is that gonna be?
That is September. No, it's August. I think it's August 29th. And we'll be doing that at the marina, the same place where we did the paddle boarding.
Fun. Now, do you guys have any activities lined up for September?
We have, actually, we have the Commander's Challenge every month, once a month.
I gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's really great. It's for all the companies to get together and for everyone to have fun and just compete against each other.
Okay.
We had one last month, the field meet. I was also in that one, and I made it somehow to the front page. That was really fun.
Fine. Now, how many times have you participated in the Commander's Cup Challenge?
This will be my fourth time. I've competed last year a couple of times when with India Company. I wasn't in Alpha. I was with India Company, and I competed a couple times then, and I competed twice. No, three times this year, because I did the field meet, volleyball, kickball, and I just did the paddleboard. So that's four times. So I did about six times.
Okay. All right. And tell me about, you know, your athleticism while you were at Aberdeen. What all did you play, and what year did you graduate?
I graduated 2011, but I switched over to Vernon. I graduated from Vernon when I was in the 11th grade. I did the 11th and 12th grade in Vernon, Alabama. But while I was in Aberdeen, I did track, soccer, softball, and cross country.
Okay. And do you have any certain coaches that really stick out in your mind, or any certain games that really stick out in your mind while you were here in Aberdeen?
I had Coach Hazel. He was awesome.
He's a good man, no doubt about it.
I love Coach Hazel. And then I had my female coach was Coach, what was her name? Coach Smith. And it was one more. I forgot his name. They switched out on us in the middle of the year, so it was hard to keep up. But Coach Hazel, even though he was the basketball coach, he helped me in track, and he helped me in softball because he taught me how to hit because I didn't know how to hit.
Okay. Well, he knows all about that, I'll say that.
Yes, I've heard.
Okay. And Coach Smith, do you remember her first name by chance?
I do not.
Okay.
And I had Coach Cherry, but he had left. I think he's no longer there.
Okay.
And Coach Scott.
All right. Let's see. Yeah, and tell me about any more local experiences here in Aberdeen that kind of helped mold you as a Marine and prepare you for the military.
Well, I was in the gifted art program, and it may seem crazy, but Miss Brand, I remember her first name, Valerie. Mm-hmm. I loved her. I was in the gifted art program from the 7th till I left, and she really helped me. She was like a mentor to me. I really did look up to her. And a lot of my coaches I looked up to as well that helped me out in sports. Made me really competitive. I'm an outdoors person, so when I went to join the military, I was looking for something that was tough. A lot of people told me that the Marines was the toughest branch, so I wanted to see could I get through the training, and it was fun. The training was absolutely fun. If I could do it over again, I would, because it was exactly what I was looking for. It wasn't easy. It was an experience. It was difficult at times, but it was a challenge for me. I made it a challenge, and I love challenges. And I think a lot of that helped with the teachers around me, including Miss Howard. She was my math teacher at the high school, and she helped me. Mr. Armstrong, he was my chemistry teacher. It was a lot of, because I talked to them every day. I stood out as a student because I was smart, and I was I never got in trouble. So when I did get in trouble, it was like a big uh-oh. And Principal Howard when I was there. Or it might have been Howard.
I'm trying to remember because they've gone through so many principals, and I cannot remember who that was.
It was a male principal. He was real light-skinned. I think it was Howell, it might have been. But he helped as well because all of the teachers in there, they knew my sister because she was in there for me. And they just looked out for me. And they were a real help, and the person that I became, because when they saw that I was down, because I always was a cheerful, smiling student, so anytime that I was down or had a gloomy day, they would take me off to the side, ask me what was wrong, and talk to me, especially Miss Brand and Miss Howard. I'll never forget those two.
Yeah, I go to church with Miss Brand. She actually sits in the same pew as me. So I know her really well.
I went to visit her as soon as I got out of boot camp. She actually has my Marine Corps picture when I was in boot camp and I graduated. And, oh, my God, I love her.
That's awesome. Yeah, she's really good, no doubt about it. Yeah, and I guess away from the school setting, are there any other experiences in Aberdeen that kind of helped mold you and prepare you and everything?
It was, we had the theater arts. We did every day, not every day, but we did like twice a year at the movie theater. And just growing up in Aberdeen, period, it made me a strong person because Aberdeen, it can sometimes get tough, but the people in it, they can either make you or break you, and they made me because I learned to fend for my own. I learned to be tough, and with that, I learned how to protect myself, and I learned how to, not saying that I needed protection in Aberdeen because I didn't grow up on a bad side or anything like that, but I just learned how to manage myself, and I learned how to be independent. And with that independence, it took me a long way because I was able to get out. I'm currently going to school to get my bachelor's in architect. I mean, it helped me. It just helped me be independent and not depend on anybody to get anything done. And living life out on your own, you need to be that way. You always can't rely on other people to get stuff done for you. You have to do stuff on your own.
All right. So you went into the Marines in 2011, correct?
Yes, I did. It was October 16th. I'll never forget. I just turned 19.
Okay. So you'll be eligible to get out next October then?
Yes, but I'm a realist.
Okay. And where is it that you're pursuing your bachelor's degree from?
The Academy of Arts. It's in San Francisco, California. I go to online classes.
Okay. All right. And how has joining the Marines made you a stronger individual?
It definitely teaches you self-discipline, and it teaches you a lot of discipline, not just self-discipline.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you mentally because you go through a lot of different stages. Like through boot camp, it's three phases. Where the first phase, they break you down, and then the second phase they build you up, and the third phase they help you become a Marine. So it's a lot that you take from training that you can use in everyday life, customary courtesies, respecting people, and just making sure it definitely helps you to help other people. Because a Marine never leaves a Marine behind. So that also goes with you out into the civilian world. If you see someone down, then you're going to help them up because that's just the character that the military helps build into you. So it definitely helped me to become more open-minded about different situations, helping people, and just making me a better person all in general. Because now if I'm in a situation where I have to put myself in harm's way to help someone else out, then I won't think twice about it. I just do it because that's the mind frame that you have.
Yeah. Just keep checking. As soon as you get to come and let us know, we'll give you your message right now.
All right. And your family, do they still live here in Aberdeen?
Yes.
Okay. Did you want to say their names in the story?
Sure. My sister is Sierra Real, is C-I-E-R-R-A, and the last name is R-E-A-L. And my mom is Nicole Real, is N-I-C-O-L-E.
And Sierra, spell her first name one more time if you don't mind.
C-I-E-R-R-A.
Okay, good deal. All right. Well, I think that'll work. Was there anything else that you could think of that you wanted to say?
I love everybody, and if I had to come back, I would.
How do you like Camp Lejeune?
I like it. It's a lot bigger than what I'm used to because Aberdeen is sort of the country.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
It's way faster than it. Every time someone's talked to me and I open up my mouth, they'd be like, where are you from? Like, Mississippi. You don't meet that many Mississippians in the Marine Corps, definitely. I think I met about 6 since I've been in.
Wow. Yeah. Let's see. I'm 36, and I know, like, a couple of my friends, and actually they were all from Aberdeen, but one was in the Navy, and then 2 were in the Marines, and they were all actually stationed there at the same time, and every once in a while they would cross paths with each other, and it was kind of, you know, a surprise whenever they did, to be honest with you.
I met someone yesterday from Mississippi, Corinth, Mississippi, and I was like, wow, that's really close. I played them in high school. He was like, yeah, you don't meet that many people. But it's amazing. It's fun. It's definitely an experience.
Well, that's great, man. Well, that's cool that you're realistic, too.
Yes, I love it.
Well, that's good. Well, all right. Well, I sure do thank you for everything. And I've got that photo of you on the boogie board competing, so we're good to go.
I hate that photo. But on that same website, or you can just Google it, the Camp Lejeune Field Meet, and then put CO's Challenge. It'll pop up some more pictures of me and my gunny. And me as well, and I'm taking apart a rifle. But
okay.
It's just a lot. Like, it's really fun. And this one of the corporals that works at PAO, she loves taking pictures of me for some reason.
So. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
But I really do appreciate you calling. It's
absolutely. And thank you for your time, and thank you for everything that you do.
Oh, thank you. It's not all the time that, you know, someone, especially Aberdeen, is so small on the map.
Mm-hmm.
So any time that I could, like, interview or make it noticeable, then I will.
I heard that. Well, that's great, then.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, thank you again for everything.
And thank you. It was fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And best of luck with the kayak soccer. That's awesome. Me and some of my friends, we got kayaks. So I think I might have to suggest to them that we try to have our own game of that here.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
Wouldn't it, though? Well, all right. Well, you have a great day.
You too.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.